The British Prime Minister says ISIL Takfiri terrorists could grow strong enough to target people on the streets of the UK if no action is taken. David Cameron said ISIL is a direct threat to Britain and the country must use all of its military prowess to halt its advance. He stated that the UK should lead a diplomatic effort with all regional powers, including Iran, to tackle the insurgency threat. Cameron added that Britain should avoid sending troops to fight in or occupy any country. However, he argued that a tough, intelligent, and patient long-term approach is needed to defeat the terrorist threat as at its source. ISIL has seized large swathes of territory in Syria and Iraq over the summer, and the militants have massacred hundreds of people in areas under their control in northern Iraq and eastern Syria.
Does seem to be some good news.
Joining us via Skype from London is a political commentator, Rodney Shakespeare, to discuss this further. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Professor Shakespeare. Now, how honest do you think Cameron is when he speaks of the threat of ISIL when we consider how the U.S. and its allies have been supporting this very group and other Al-Qaeda-linked factions in Syria for years now?
He's completely dishonest. This is mind-numbing hypocrisy. ISIS was created and is being created by the USA, by Israel, by Saudi Arabia, aided by their sidekicks in Turkey and Prime Minister David Cameron. The prime purpose of ISIS is to smash up any Middle East state which exhibits any sort of opposition to the expansion of Israel. The United States is governed by Zionism, in particular Christian Zionism, and they're so Zionist that they do nothing when thousands of Christians are slaughtered. And it's the same with Cameron. Three quarters of the Conservative Party are members of the Anglo-Israeli Friendship Society. Two-thirds of the Labour MPs are, and half the Liberals are. This is about Zionism. What Cameron should do, for a start, he should move to overthrow the Saudis, who provide all the viciousness, all the throat slitters. He should overthrow Zionism and stand up and oppose Israel and its ferocious, merciless onslaught in Gaza. And he should have the guts to stand up and say American policy is nothing but aggression on behalf of Israel, and it's not have any intent to defend the Christians. Cameron is a liar and a hypocrite and a Zionist, and people like him are the cause and the creator and the progenitor and the supporters of ISIS. So yes, it's going on because he created it and he supported it.
Well, but Mr. Shakespeare, what is it? Right now we are seeing the US pounding ISIL installations in northern Iraq, supported by the UK. What is it about ISIL that makes it acceptable in Syria, but not so acceptable in Iraq?
The point is they created this monster, and they now fear that this monster will now turn on Saudi Arabia in particular, and they are friends with Saudi Arabia. And so they're now trying to control it. But what they're not prepared to do is to actually hit straight to the source of the ISIS support, which is Saudi Arabia. They have to turn Turkey round, and it's the Zionists in America. So they're trying to sort of control the thing which is out of control, and they're not prepared to go straight at the throat of the forces, including Cameron and William Hague of the United Kingdom, who created this thing in the first place. So you can say this is a hypocritical muddle, but behind this is Zionism, which is out of control and has created something which looks like capable of overthrowing eventually Saudi Arabia and will probably end up attacking Israel. So they're trying now to control the monster that they have created.
Okay, we're going to have to leave it there. I'm afraid we've run out of time. Political commentator Rodney Shakespeare there joining us via Skype from London. Many thanks, sir, for your comments here on Press TV.